Well, I just wanted to show you how to add citations to articles using the ref tag and the citation template. The ref tag helps us add footnotes to any article, and the citation template nicely formats the citations. So for a real life example, I've picked out this biography of Dean Stokes. She's Dean of Franklin College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Georgia. And the article is flagged as having no sources at the moment. There's lots of text and cross links, but nothing in the way of sources. A bit of Google searching shows sources like this, which is a newspaper article from when she was first got a job as dean, and this from the college itself, which is a little press release about her appointment, which is probably sufficient. Both are reliable sources, I think, though this one might have a certain conflict of interest, but supported by the news article is sufficient. Right, so if we take that article, I can capture the web page reference for it, and let's go and edit. I'm going to just plonk these at the beginning of the article, probably sufficient. The ref tag just looks like that, and you have to close any footnote that way, so it's ref and slash ref to end it, reference like that. Now that's fine and good, and those are just simple references that would appear at the bottom of the document. There's one thing that we haven't done yet. I've just previewed the document. You can see that there are the footnotes at the top of the article, but it's giving a big warning at the bottom because I haven't told the Wikicode where to place the footnotes, and it suggests using reflist, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. At the bottom of the article, just above all that person data stuff, I'm going to add a references section and use that tag, reflist, that template rather. And if we preview now, the article looks exactly the same, except at the bottom we've got both those websites linked. And to some extent that would be fine, it's fairly obvious what they are, but it's not terribly readable. So I'm going to use the citation template to tidy them up. Now, the citation template itself has quite a long bit of documentation about how to use it. Most of the parameters are fairly obvious. Go down here. So things like the first and last name of the author and the year of the publication and its title, all these different options are available for us. So let's have a look at that first reference. It's dated 5th of December 2010. redandblack.com, University of Georgia. Okay, and there's the title and the author is there, so I'm going to copy that information again into the article. So I'm going to format this as a citation. One of the parameters is URL. I want to add the title and the author text I want to add. So that gives me a date, gives me the author, and a title for the article, which I'll just format. Right, that's quite a bit of formatting that's gone on, and rather than just the actual website, I've added some relevant information. And let's just do a final preview. footnotes as before look absolutely identical, but at the bottom is some quite nicely formatted footnotes, quite reasonable. It's obvious what they are. They're dated, very nice. Now the big template at the top with this big warning sign, it's not now up to date because we've added references. So let's deal with that. Unsourced can go, and the fact that she's not may not be notable, I think, is no longer true. We haven't fixed where the document might be referenced, so we'll leave that part in. And we'll explain what we've done in an edit comment. And I'm going to save. That's fine. The article looks a lot better. And that's how we use these tools to reference articles.